Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is Five GMs in a Trench Coat.
Welcome to Five GMs in a Trench Coat. This is the most preem podcast in the West. And I'm Jesse, your GM for today. To my left.
Hi, I'm on the left. My name is Tanlin. I'm playing Madame Despair.
Whoa, short intros today. Hi, I'm Kim, and I'm playing Aku.
Hi, my name is Tanner, and I'm playing John.
Hi, I'm Adam. I'm playing Doc, and I got a new leg.
Mm-hmm. Thank goodness. I was worried.
Yeah, I went and got another new leg. I'm
not using the new leg. Oh, so you have three legs.
I sold the other one. Heavy breathing. I sold the other one, and I had to spend a little bit of money, but we're all right now.
All right, so because Doc got hurt, we have another week of side gigs. So who wants to go first?
Can I go first? Yeah. Can I go first? Okay. Got a six.
Six. Took out a legitimate target that was threatening a job and took their funding.
So you got 200 eddies.
Woo!
How'd you do it?
Well, this time I was like, okay, I've been kind of neglecting my boy, so I'll go with him this time. Shit, man. How do I do everything?
You fuck him?
Got my dick wet. You know how it is.
Oh my God.
Wesley watched.
Oh.
And then we got out of there.
Oh. And you killed him?
Oh, I did what I had to do.
Sometimes John stares at the ceiling and thinks about Wesley watching it happen and just gets sad.
It's what he likes. I don't understand why you keep trying to, like he likes it.
Yeah, it sounds like you're king shaming.
We are.
For me, it's the I'm going to give you all of my money and let you make every decision for me.
No, it is a kink, though. That's a kink.
Are you guys saying that you wouldn't just give a hot woman all your money and have her decide everything?
That's besides the point, Jesse.
Audience, I'm scared.
Oh, I'm always scared.
All right, Tanner, Kim, who wants to go?
I'm going to go.
All right, roll a d6.
A 4.
You did some modifications or repairs for some cyber tech, and you make 100 eddies.
I still like to think that I'm helping out John's neighbors, but I do it at a major discounted price because I've been starting to like them a lot.
Did you tidy up my leg? Well, because I went and got a new one.
Yeah.
And yeah, and I self-installed it again, and I'm like, I feel like I'm walking sideways.
Yeah, and there's like something weird, so I'm like, I'm gonna fix that for you because I don't want you to trip over
your leg. Thank you.
All right, Tanner.
5.
You attracted undue attention and had to lay low. No money.
John, if you need money.
Never.
Who did you piss off that you had to lay low for a while?
I did some digging into some Sixth Street gang stuff, because I'm mixed on them, and I might have taken it a step too far, and had to walk back a little bit.
All right.
Some apologies, I won't do anything again.
You come home to the box, real frantic, and I was like, what'd you do?
Nothing at all. We just don't talk to anybody from the Sixth Street anytime soon.
You pissed them off.
Don't worry about it.
John.
I go to my computer.
We can't have this.
I filled up your fridge.
I put, really?
Yeah.
That's what John sees. Like, really?
Yeah, I filled it. You didn't have anything in there.
You got that half-eaten burrito from a couple weeks back.
Oh, I got Sean, rid of, we got rid of that. But yeah, I filled your fridge. Yeah, it's...
I'm going out to get a burrito.
John, you literally just said we shouldn't do anything.
I got stuff for burritos.
We can make burritos?
Yeah, I figured we could cook in tonight.
Yeah, we could stay in, maybe, I don't know, watch a movie.
Yeah.
Roomie party.
Okay, so Madam D, next week rolls around, and you get a call from Michiko.
Oh, no.
So she calls you, and she says, like, oh, I've been pretty impressed. I did a little digging on you and doing some impressive work.
Oh, she called me specifically?
Yeah.
Oh.
And so she says, like, just so you know, like, if your current job doesn't work out, I might have a place for you in Danger Gals.
Well, thank you kindly for that.
You may want to check in on your Tartarus friends right about now. And she hangs up.
What's that mean?
We're having movie night.
Yeah. You made some really good burritos and we're just hanging out. What are we watching?
H2O, dude. I told you guys.
Okay, you're right.
They are. The rest of the world's normal still.
I get really into it and want to make a cyber mermaid tale.
Aku, don't do that.
Why?
Aku, don't do that.
Why?
It's not going to work the way you want it to.
She's talking about Firefly, right?
And yeah, that
Okay. Because I'm like, you're not talking about them, right?
Yeah, no, the nightclub.
Okay.
Wait, we have an apartment in the nightclub.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah, you guys have an apartment that you guys could use if you want.
That was part of our deal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we own an apartment in the nightclub. Like, it is. I think it's like one of the top ones, too.
Yeah, I forgot.
I did.
John doesn't remember.
I'm like, hey, John, how do you feel about moving?
What do you mean? I'm just watching H2O.
Well, because we have the apartment in the nightclub that none of us are using right now, and I figure all three of us can just, I mean, we can stay roommates.
What?
I like roommates.
What did you just say?
The nightclub apartment. I was laying low here because, like, you were here, but I figure, like, you know, a little more space for the three of us would probably be pretty cool.
Yeah,
it'd
be pretty nice.
I get up without saying anything, I go over, and I unclip the grenade. We're moving.
I get your second duffel bag and fill it up with all the food I bought.
Dude! Tanner's like, we're moving? I mean, Tanner's excited to move.
I get it. Yeah, we relocate.
Yeah, we're gonna relocate.
While you guys are doing that, you get a call from Madame Despair. Well, you get a call from Wesley.
I decline it.
Then you get a call from Madame Despair.
I let it ring twice, then decline it.
I call Aku instead.
Oh, she's calling me now, guys.
I decline it on Aku's phone, and then I call you back from my phone.
Oh, sorry, I didn't see your call.
Right. I got a very cryptic message
from
that Michiko lady.
Why would she message
talking
you?
Talking about our friends at Tartarus.
Well, have you checked on them? Well, we're like down the street, actually.
We're actually gonna go there right now. Tell them we're gonna go there right now.
Yeah, we're gonna go there right now. We're down the street. We're gonna get...
Okay, I'll meet you there.
We had burritos and we're gonna go have a night out.
Oh, that sounds
night
nice.
Town.
Yeah. And I hang up. We're trying to make you, we're trying to make you jealous.
She's not jealous.
No, I know.
Fucking burritos and a
burritos and a night out, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get to Tartarus because we're moving.
Yeah, we are moving. Yeah.
We get to Tartarus with all of our stuff in John's truck.
Yeah. It's not that much, actually.
No, it's not.
All right. So while you guys are on your way, you get a call from Firefly.
Hello.
So she's like,
hey, Firefly, how you doing?
We answered on the first ring.
Yes. She's like, you guys need to get here right away. There's tanks outside.
You're not going
to
believe this. There's tanks outside.
Wait, what do you mean there's tanks outside?
Look!
The apartment?
And we're pulling up.
Yeah, so as you turn the corner, you see down the street, there's two tanks in front of Tartarus.
I do, like, get out and I'm like, that's our apartment!
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and skate down that way.
All right.
I'm doing tricks with my robo leg.
I helped spec out your robot leg.
Yeah, my ankle can fully rotate, so I can't get a twisted ankle with that leg.
All right. As you pull up, you see that there are DCS guys surrounding the tanks, mm-hmm. and they're starting to shoot at the building.
So I'm going to, like, skate up, like, oh, hey, what are you guys doing? What's going on?
So he looks at you, and then he goes, he, like, clicks onto his earpiece, like, is this one of the guys? And you see, uh-oh, in the middle, there's, like, a van, and you see the mayor jump out and look at you,
oh,
and
fuck.
He goes, get him!
I immediately shoot that guy in the head. The guy that just, this is one of the guys just,
now give me a reflex.
Guys, we might die right
there's
now.
A very like this might right be now. Oh, I rolled so bad. I got an 8.
He did not roll good either.
Oh, sick.
He got a 9.
Can I roll an attack?
Use 2 luck points, you got it.
Oh, yeah, I'll use 2 luck points, go for a 10.
Okay, all right. Yeah, roll damage.
Oh, sick. 13. And then he's on fire.
All right. Yeah, so he takes a little bit of damage, but it looks like his armor pretty much took it.
Look at John nervously.
Yeah, you do that. I'm sprinting, and then I do like a ha-ha-ha and a U-turn. Like, I keep sprinting in the other direction now, away from that. Dude, John might never leave his storage container ever again now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna rip my pant leg and, like, yell, I'm a cyber psycho! And, like, just start skating off.
Alright, they're gonna take a couple shots at you.
I gotta cause chaos to let everyone else get out. We should have killed the fucking mayor.
I'm a cyber psycho!
I FaceTime Madame Despair.
I'm, like, on my way. Wesley's driving.
The tanks!
Oh, God.
It's the mayor.
Okay, well...
Drop the video. Leak the video now.
If you say so.
Hands up.
So you get hit twice.
Oh. Shit.
I get in my car and I drive into them.
Jesse!
I drive into them.
I'm skating, yelling, this isn't even my passion.
Roll 2d6s, Adam.
9.
So you have torn muscle, so easy. You have a -2 to melee attacks.
That's, I don't make melee attacks.
Yeah. Could be a lot worse, you know?
Yeah, good. Could be a collapsed lung.
Yeah, and a broken fucking leg.
Yeah. Yeah. A blown off leg.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I've forgotten. You, know, you take extra damage when you get critical hits. I forgot about that.
No, the fuck I do not. Oh, how much damage did I take?
So 5 damage goes to your health automatically.
Okay.
Because it's a critical hit. So 12 plus 9 is
21.
21, yeah.
So 26 in total.
So real quick, Jesse, how does that work with armor?
So armor, it goes over your, if it goes over your armor, then you take what's over your armor, and then your armor gets reduced down by 1.
And so that's the SP number?
Yeah.
Okay, so SP, subtract that number from the damage.
And then what about my pop-up shield?
Then that's like temporary health, so it goes on. So you'll take that damage.
21. So I take 5 damage, and then I block 21 of it.
Yes, because of how this works, yes.
Cool. So I take 5 damage.
Oh, well, that's for the first attack.
Shit. And now my pop-up shield is gone?
Yeah.
Okay, see, this one's not bad. So 10.
And I reduce that and then go to 9, yeah.
Yeah. So, so you skate away.
There's 2 tanks?
Yeah.
How many people are here?
So there was 4 around that tank, and there's 4 on the other side of the tank, and then there was like a car in the middle of it, and so there might be more inside there.
I'm gonna go inside, like inside of the building.
All right, you scooch on around, take the back door.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, and they're only in the front, so you don't see anyone.
Cool. My plan is I'm going to the safe escape place, the tunnel.
Oh, the tunnel.
Yeah, I free room for the tunnel, so I can try to get the jump on him.
Are we doing this?
Well, I mean, I'm running through Tartarus now because it felt like a safer bet than being out where they could just shoot at us.
Yeah.
I see.
Because I know they're crooked. I highly doubt they're going to come in and just let off inside of
him. That's fair. I hear that.
Yeah.
I'm making a bet.
Question. How well did I fuck his wife?
Pretty well.
Didn't you get like an 18 or a 19?
Yeah, you did pretty
good.
How
much does he love his wife?
I mean, if for image reasons, he loves, like, it's very important to his political career.
So, like, if I convinced her to threaten to divorce him to get him off our tail, that would look bad for his image, right?
Yeah.
Also, dropping the vid would be bad for his image, and he would have to go into, like, cleanup mode immediately.
Yeah, but, like, without her permission.
Yeah. Well, I gotta get my baby girl.
Yeah, call her.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, can I call her up?
Yeah, you can call her.
Okay, I'm calling Nancy. Well, I'm driving over. I'm like gonna stop at the street over from where Tartarus is.
Okay, yeah. So one ring she picks up. Yo, how you doing?
Hey, baby.
Hey.
So, listen. Your husband's kind of a problem.
Oh, what? In what way?
I don't know. He's crazy with power, honey.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's why I'm with him.
Oh, but it's not hot.
Well, you know, living in the nice air, a nice big house, and getting all the get the hottest performers to have sex with is pretty great.
True. Can I just ask you a favor?
Yeah, I mean, depends what it is.
Well, you know, I was taking a few pictures that night. Well, day. Is it okay if I, you know?
What do you mean?
Listen, I just.
Are you blackmailing me?
No, not you. Oh, never you, honey. I just need him off my tail.
Okay. I mean, I thought we had something special.
We do.
But that's fine.
I can come over right now if you need me to.
No, I'll give him a call. I'll see what I can do.
Thank you. I'll make it up to you, I promise.
Okay.
Am I inside?
Yep, you're inside.
I'm yelling, hey, who has bombs? Who has bombs? Bring me bombs.
You're like, we don't have bombs.
Why have security. Does no security have grenades?
No, why would we want grenades in our... We don't want explosives inside of our...
The old security had grenades.
Yeah, because they were crazy.
They're right.
Is there shit to make bombs?
Is there shit to make bombs?
I mean, yeah. Up in Francesca's old room, she used to...
Aku, get in here.
No emojis?
No emojis.
It's so serious. All right. I just type on my way. Yeah, so I'm going to try to get into Tartarus the back way, not where the tanks are.
Okay. So, you, Madame Despair, you get a text back, and she's like, I'm sorry, but I couldn't. He seems really angry.
We just gotta kill the fucking mayor, dude.
Yeah, I'm like on that. Like, I'm like, maybe we should just kill the mayor right now. Like,
he's such a problem for us.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you're missing out, and like send her a picture, like a sexy nudie that I have.
And then, she's like, I have some back channels I might be able to get to work. It's gonna take some time, but I think maybe I can work something.
You know what? That's the best news I can hear. You're doing so well.
I tell Firefly, I'm like, hey, can you announce that we have turrets in here and they will fire on anyone with drawn weapons?
Okay, yeah. So she kind of yells out like, hey, we have turrets and they'll shoot anyone that tries to come in. And so the mayor has like a little microphone and goes,
just have those fucking edge runners come out with their hands up and I'll leave peacefully. I just want them.
Question, there's two tanks in a car, right?
Yeah.
All his stupid ass would take us on the car, wouldn't he?
Dude, Adam, I might be there with you, dude.
Is Aku, you're in, yeah.
Would I have made it towards the back by now?
Yeah.
Okay, I burst in.
How quickly can we assemble something that would explode?
Give me a demolitions check. Because you have stuff, this is more like how quickly.
12.
Yeah, it's going to take you some time.
Am I making something?
Yeah.
It'd be 13.
Oh, okay, yeah, so it's going to take a little bit of time, and you think you can possibly disable one of these tanks, but probably not both with 13.
Aku, I have a secondary idea. Mm-hmm. And I text in the group chat, just handcuffs. Just the emoji of handcuffs.
Except me?
No, just in general. Oh, just like, I think, what if we turn ourselves in? I don't think they're going to take us in the tanks, and I doubt they're going to publicly execute us.
That's also true.
I need to be with my car, man. Like, no, I just, like, you can, if you call me, I can talk to you guys, but...
I think I messaged John, and I'm like, how comfortable are you tailing us to get us out of a two-tank situation?
Like, 14 devil smiley face emojis.
So I'm like, Aku, build it.
All right.
How big is this?
It's about the size of a football.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
If I tear out some pieces and make my leg just a little less usable, can I hide it inside of my metal leg?
Give me a cyber tech check.
23.
Yeah, your leg will be really stiff, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm like, are you ready? I'm going to surrender myself. Are you coming?
In case something goes wrong, sure.
So I give Firefly a thumbs up, and I walk out with my hands up.
Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's middle of the episode. Sorry it's so early. Some things go kind of crazy after this moment. Anyways, our first ad comes from our friends over on Roll Britannia.
Oh, there, sailor. Yes, I'm talking to you. Do you yearn for high seas adventure and piratical mayhem at the roll of a d20?
Yes, 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 I'll just toss you your shirt.
Very sassy.
No, I drink beer and I fart in my sleep.
Now that I've got your attention with sex...
Welcome to my pub, the Wizard's Sleeve.
It's still a cow, the renegade of bag. Do you know how big a cow is?
Don't put gold in your ass.
That's not the catchphrase we were looking for.
It is one that we often use at the group,
enough
though.
About where you keep your secret stuff.
It's not right. In my anus. Stop it.
Then sign your name in blood. I mean, join the Rovers on your crew on their adventures every Wednesday, wherever you find podcasts.
If you're looking for a little high sea adventure from our friends across the pond, highly recommend you go check out Roll Britannia. Our next ad comes from our friends over on Two Monsters Rolling Dice.
Two Monsters Rolling Dice, an actual play tabletop roleplay podcast played in the cinematic Fate Core system.
Yeah, so I imagine back in the teller's room, he's tossing and turning and sweating in his sleep quite a bit. And at some point during the night, he starts to convulse a little bit, gets out of his bed and stumbles over to the mirror that's there, like a little wash basin and a mirror, and kind of puts his hands really hard on the wood and digs his nails into it. Maybe even bumps some of the stuff off onto the floor. And he looks at himself in the mirror, like deep, just staring down himself, and he says, I am trying my best. And he just kind of stands there for probably 10 minutes just staring and collapses onto the floor there.
Oh my God.
I'll do you one more. After that moment, you have some wild dreams.
Yeah.
There's something there. And it's chasing you? Or maybe, and this somehow seems even scarier, watching you. So the sun comes up, and it's a regular day in the Uncanny Valley. Check us out at twomonstersrollingdice.com or by searching for Two Monsters Rolling Dice wherever you get your podcasts.
Two Monsters Rolling Dice is a very fun actual play Fatecore podcast, and spoiler, it's not just two of them. And you didn't hear this from me, they're coming back from their hiatus soon. Alright, as a reminder, this is our last episode for the month. We'll be back June 3rd, so don't worry, we're not gone forever. Alright, back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Okay, so you come out, they come out, and they start patting you down, they take away anything you might have.
Oh my god! Wait! Oh, my cyber knife. Can I give that to Firefly on the way out? Because that's why I hid it in my leg. I figure they're going to take stuff. Or can I have that hide that in my calf? Because I've already fucked my leg.
I mean, yeah, you can try.
Should we roll a cyber check?
No, you scored pretty high. You rolled pretty high.
Okay,
so
cool. Yeah, so I'll dig that one.
Yeah, so they pat you down and they handcuff you. And then they...
In front of me or behind me?
Behind you.
That's fine.
Yeah, and then they toss you into the car.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. The mayor gets in and there's a security guard sitting next to you, and he's like, I'm gonna take you outside of the city, and I'm gonna get rid of you. So
just you?
No, I'm gonna have a team. I never do it. I don't like getting my hands dirty.
Oh.
Well.
It's a bummer.
You better tell your friends to give up, because I have a strike team going in the little hidden tunnel in the back.
How'd you know about the hidden tunnel?
I owned it, too. Me and Miguel were close friends.
Did you and Miguel use the tunnel?
What are you implying?
I'm asking you if you used the tunnel.
Yes, I've used the tunnel.
Yeah, you look like you use tunnels.
Real quick, Aku's with you too, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I also surrendered. Just in case something goes wrong.
Yeah, no, I follow. I'm just making sure I understand.
How much do you know about us?
I know enough that you need to get taken out.
So you know we're working with the Baba Yaga then?
No, you're not. I would know if you were working with the Baba Yaga.
Oh, you would know if you were working with the Baba Yaga. Why? Because you work with the Baba Yaga?
So he's gonna bring out like a little switchblade, and he's gonna push it up to your cheek and be like, "I think you talk too much."
I push it through my cheek.
Oh, okay. Let's see, how much is a light?
Yeah, I just shove my cheek into it.
Oh my god, you got close. So you take 11.
That's a lot. Oh, nine. So I only take 2. And then I would like to. Oh wait, no, I'm at 11 because that's my head, right?
Yeah.
So I take none, right? Well, it goes through my cheek, so I take the one no matter what.
Yeah, I'll just take one. It'll just have you take one damage.
And then I would like to bite down on the knife and yank out of his hand.
All right, give me a body check, my guy.
9. A 13 would succeed, question mark, or is it against him?
That's going to be against. He's not going to have much. You got a 9?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you yank it out of his hand.
God damn it.
That's embarrassing.
Incredibly.
I just like look at him like.
You're like, you know what? We're just going to blow up the building. I'm gonna give the fuck all of you. We're going.
I like lean my cheek over so it slides out onto the car floor.
So he's like, give the order to start blowing this shit down.
Hey, shit lips.
Yeah.
You don't want to blow that up.
Why not?
Because I have a bomb in my leg.
Like what? They searched you.
Okay. Look down.
He looks.
You see all that metal?
Uh huh.
There's bomb in there.
So the security guard kind of like looks at it, and he's like, so he obviously, they kind of look at each other.
So no radios, say all clear, and we drive away, and maybe I don't blow this whole fucking thing up, huh?
He's like, okay, just be chill.
Yeah, let's just be fucking chill.
Okay.
Mr. Fucking Pocket Knife.
Where you want us to go?
Where do you want to? You wanted to go out of the city, right?
Yeah.
Let's go out of the fucking city.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, if I hear anything other than all clear, like bananas or some weird fucking secondary all clear, like you're telling them to tail us, I'll just blow it up. Or if I see a mysterious car behind us, guess what I'm going to do?
Okay.
Yeah, guess. I want you to guess.
Oh, you're going to... You're gonna blow us up.
I'm gonna blow us all the fuck up. Look at Aku.
Oh, yeah.
Aku's been blown up twice.
It's true.
Aku's all metal.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I knew I should have blew you up with your fucking parents.
Aku, say the word. Say the word, Aku.
All right, okay. Start fucking driving.
Okay. So he's gonna go, all clear, head back to base. So you're driving through Night City. And,
I'm tailing him.
Yeah, and so, give me a perception check.
I get a +2 to those.
Mm-hmm.
I asked the mayor to give me his phone.
Oh, so, okay, so he hands you.
I'm like, can someone fucking uncuff me so I don't have to blow this whole place up?
Okay, yeah, the security guard kind of uncuffs you.
14? No, 15.
Okay, 15. So you notice, so you guys are starting to get to the edge of the city.
Okay.
And so right when you notice that there's a black SUV kind of nearby, mm-hmm. that they seem to be trying to catch up with you guys.
Okay.
So, and then right when you, and then you, one of you two give me a perception check. Like, so this is right when you're leaving the city.
One of us or both of us?
Both of you.
I did poorly. 18. I got an 11.
18?
18.
Nice.
Yeah, so you kind of look around and you notice, you see his SUV in the distance, and you see a black SUV kind of pulling up.
I give you a look.
Also, I was going to send our location from the mayor's phone to Madame...
Madame Despair updated.
Okay, cool, so Madame Despair can also tail us.
I'm also texting Izanami, just like... updates, basically.
Don't know what's going on in there.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
With the mayor.
Why is that black SUV tailing us?
Like, I don't know. And so you hear, there's a security guard driving and then one next to you. So you hear, like, some chatter in the security guard's...
Go ahead and put that in my ear, friend.
So he's like, oh, okay, I'll do it slow. So he pulls out the ear and he puts it in your ear. And then, so you hear, this is Alex. We're pulling support from the mayor. Just get out of the car. Leave him to his fate. He's not one of us anymore.
God damn it.
So I kind of like snicker. I'm like, hey, so your boss has said you guys can go ahead and get the fuck out of here so you don't have to get blown up.
He's like, if I stop the car, are you going to be cool? We're just going to walk away.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you guys walk away, one of you can stay.
Look, we're not getting paid to protect this guy anymore.
Tell the SUV to stop.
Okay, so he goes, you just keep your distance. Just stop. Don't do anything. We'll come to you.
Yeah. Go about another mile and a half, make some turns, and then I'll go and take the driver's seat over and you can head out.
Okay, so they do. And so the mayor's like, no, wait. wait. Hold on, we can talk this out. Like, I can pay you out of my own money. Like, I can pay you guys.
How much money do you have?
I have a lot. So he like he took his phone. He's like, look at my bank account.
I'm like, here, you can go ahead and transfer that to my friend, and then
so he clicks it, and then you see like it's a zero. A big like withdrawal just came out. He has no money in his bank account.
And look at it and then just show him.
And then it says like Nancy pulled out the money.
Oof.
Oh, that's rough, dude.
Oof.
It's like, oh no, you know I'm good for the money. You know
yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah, we'll talk about it in the outside of the city where you wanted to go, right?
Sounds like we'll be talking to your wife.
Oof. You know, actually, we have a friend who's quite familiar with your wife.
I heard.
Yep.
He's like, okay, look, I'm a powerful man. I could get you guys whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. I think your wife is the powerful man now.
Honestly. Can you try to pull one string for us, though?
What do you need?
Can you get the Baba Yaga here solo? Be honest, or I'll just...
I mean... I've only met him once. He never leaves the combat
that
zone.
That makes sense. And I just punch him in the side of the head. Like, softly, but like...
Like oh, man. I mean, I'm sure I could, like, make a meeting or something.
Who took our weapons? Are they in here or did they, like, get rid of them?
No, they would have... Let me do... So, they kept your weapons, they put them in the trunk, but, like, all your, like, miscellaneous gear, they just kind of threw on the ground.
Okay, yeah, I kind of figured. I was like, hey, when you guys park and get out, can you go ahead and bring our weapons up front?
He's like, hey, you stay calm.
Yay, I don't blow all of us up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, so they pull over, they get out, they open the trunk, and they hand you your weapons. And he's like, we're leaving now. So they kind of run off.
Miscellaneous gear, would that include my phone?
They would have kept your... Yeah, they would have your phone.
Okay, I text ice cream emojis. I'm just sending sweet treats. I just send, like, the mochi. And then I'm like, thumbs up. Drops location.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm like, Aku, would you like to drive?
Sure.
Oh, you know what? You can go and drive, bud. I'm gonna make the mayor drive.
Oh. It's like, where do you want to go?
Outside the city, right?
Yeah, that's what you said.
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty much out there. Like,
are we, like, out of the...
Yeah, you're outside the walls. You're still within, like, Night City, like, county, but you're out, like, in the boonies now.
Cool. So now we wait. So just go ahead and put some music on that you like.
Oh, okay. So he, like, starts clicking. He's playing some jazz to help him relax.
We're going to wait till you guys get here.
I was right behind you the whole time.
Yeah, I'm driving over.
Is everyone here?
Yep.
Like, all right, get out.
Oh, so he's like, okay. Like, look, I could get you the Baba Yaga. I'm sure I could get you the Baba Yaga.
Oh, I'm sure you could. Yeah, but I have your phone now.
Yeah.
Yeah, which has all the information that you have.
But yeah, but you're still going to need me to talk to the Baba Yaga.
Am I? Because I feel like he'd answer if I called. He answered that other dumbass phone.
Look, but, you know, you need me to meet him, you know? He's not just going to...
Maybe.
He's a very paranoid man.
Jesse?
Yeah?
I'm, like, kind of, like, first of all, the Miltech left?
Yeah, so they got into that black SUV, and then they left.
All right, second, I am just, like, I'm letting them kind of do this. I'm watching to make sure nobody's coming, that's all. I just want you to know that.
Okay.
I'm going to pat him down.
So, yeah, he doesn't really seem to have any weapons on him or anything.
I go pick up his knife from the car and hand it to Aku, and I just go stand by the car. And I'm like, so what do you want to do?
As soon as he does that, I pull up my gun. I say hi to my parents, bitch.
Whoa! Aku!
You shoot him?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, he goes down. He doesn't have any armor or anything, so.
I, like, lean over him. He's dead.
So, Aku, that proposition, I mean, it still stands.
Still not interested.
Fuck.
I don't know that this is the time, Mad in Despair.
I'm sorry, was that not hot?
No.
I lean over to Doc and I'm like, so the mayor killed Aku's parents?
I believe so. We didn't really ask much more. And Aku just, well.
All right. I just want to make sure I understand what happened here.
Yeah.
What?
My understanding that Baba Yaga had some hand in it.
Oh, perfect.
The doctor that was at the maelstrom had a hand that was very similar to my parents, and their hands were missing, so...
Corruption. And yep. I'm scrolling through his all of his, like, information on his phone.
Sorry, I'm just like, I don't know. I got a bad feeling about this. But...
Killing the mayor?
No!
Or not getting answers from the mayor?
That, and just being where we are. I don't know. I'm like, feeling uneasy.
I get you. It was very easy. Yeah. Miltech pulling out was crazy.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have any cyber tech on him?
Yeah, he has like some cyber eyes. He has pretty basic cyber tech on him.
Nothing cool?
Nothing special.
You know what? I grab his wallet.
Okay. He has any cash?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to have some cash in it.
Nice.
How much cash?
Say he has 200 eddies on him.
Fucking
what kind of shoes does he have?
Oh, he has real nice shoes. Like, he has a nice business suit on.
I take his shoes.
Okay.
Aku, would you care for these?
No.
All right. And I'm going to tie them together and, like, throw them over, like
a power line.
And then I'm going to, like, load him into the car and, like, well, I take the bomb out. I'm like, how powerful is this bomb?
It is pretty, so it was designed to go through armor, so it's more like a incendiary, it's thermite, so it was designed to, like, burn through the armor. So it's not like a big explosion, but it's super hot, so it would melt through anything.
I just, like, put it on his on his body, and I'm like, Aku?
Yeah.
And then we just walk away.
Yeah.
All right, it lights up.
Set it off.
Just in the... Oh, gross.
Very.
I'm going to go wait in the car.
Yeah, let's go move in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually going to call them Firefly and be like, Firefly, my friend, how are you doing?
Oh, we're doing better. The tanks left. There's some minor injuries, nothing serious, though, luckily.
Fantastic. I'm glad everybody's all right. We're gonna head on over there, and then, as I recall, when we last discussed the terms of our partial ownership over this establishment, do we have an apartment?
I mean, yeah, we offered apartments if you guys need a place to lay low.
Apartments?
Yeah, there's a couple, like, well, but, you know, it's not like, as long as it's not permanent, it should be fine if you guys...
If we paid you... That, like, that voice crack was diegetic. I want you to know.
Yeah, if you want to pay rent, then yeah, you're more than welcome. But it's a little lit up. How about you come in and we'll discuss that. You know, it's a bit broken up, so it won't be too expensive.
Is it bigger than a storage container?
I mean, it's nicer. It's probably a bit more. It's a little bit bigger.
Thank God.
It's more like a hotel room kind of
thing.
We'll
see you soon.
Have I found anything on the phone?
So a lot of it is password protected, so you can give it to Wesley to Like a surface level, there really isn't anything.
Okay, yeah, I hand it over to Wesley. I'm like, hey, can you download all of the interesting information on there to something else and just give it to me so I can read through it?
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks. Let's go. And we all climb into the car.
Yeah, my van. Or my car. SUV. Bronco. Ford Bronco. Truck. With flames on the side.
I start a group call like while we're in his car, and I'm like, you know, that mayor thing really tidied itself up, huh?
Yeah, it was real handy.
Yeah, it really worked itself out.
Yeah, how?
How what?
Well, like, how?
Oh, okay. So they I heard them say, come out with your hands up, and I was going to, like, make a stand there and have us all fight them, because, yeah, I figured we could win.
Yeah, that's kind of your deal.
We would have been fine.
Okay.
I'm a doctor. But then Aku had a bright idea to make an incendiary, because I can't do that kind of shit. But the offer of us coming out, I figured that, you know, he's just so full of himself, he'd want to watch. Yeah. And then we're going to publicly execute us, right? So me and Aku surrendered ourselves, and I hit the bomb in my leg. I need to get a new leg. And again. Yeah, again. And then when we got in the car, he was talking some hot shit. And so I was like, hey, I'm going to blow you guys up. Because he said he was going to blow up our establishment. And, well, you know, we are partial owners.
Yeah.
And passive income's important in a world like this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Only losers work for their money.
Only losers work for their money, like you say. And so and he was talking like, I was going to drive us out to the desert and kill us in the desert. So I made him drive us to the desert. And then his two friends, their corporate pulled out and all his money got taken by his wife. And so by the end of it, he was kind of just a fucking loser.
Hey, speaking of, who's going to tell Nancy?
Oh, I was thinking about calling her up right now.
We could, you know, he just went to the desert. That's all she needs to know.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. But yeah, and then, I don't know, he said some really cryptic shit to Aku about killing Aku's parents and should have killed Aku when he killed his parents. And so when we got out there, I just kind of let Aku do his thing, and, well, lo and behold, Aku's a pretty good shot.
I saw that. That was
That
was very...
Yeah, tidied himself up. He drove himself out there.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't... I mean, obviously, the threat of being blown up. Did he think we were going to let him go? What do you think, John?
I'm not one for waxing poetic about the
yeah, the tracks. All right, well, we'll talk to you when we get back to Tartarus, and then I hang up on you.
Okay. Can I call up Nancy?
Yeah, you can call Nancy.
Call her up.
You're like, hello?
Hey, baby.
Hello.
You did such a good job.
Yep, I did great job with your blackmail.
Well, now you have all of his money, don't you?
Yeah, so I mean, I guess it worked out for me.
It did.
And when they find the body, I'll also even get the life insurance.
Emily, yeah. Get out of there. Get out of there, buddy.
I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah, so you know what? This is I'm going to get some political backlash, but I think maybe I'll just like live a quiet life. Just do my own thing, you know? Leave the spotlight.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
Hey. One more time for the one time?
I mean, look. Only if you like. Let's go shopping first?
Oh, totally.
And then we go down hard.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll see you later.
See ya. Kisses.
Kisses.
All right. So you guys head back to Tartarus, and it's shot up, but you know, nothing like structural is damaged. It seems the windows are just shot out, and there's a bunch of bullet holes. So it's gonna take some while to fix it up and get it back to top shape. But also in Night City, comparatively, this isn't that bad of a place.
Yeah.
So
I go apologize to Firefly. Like, hey, sorry we brought that heat down this way.
You're like, no, I expected some blowback from taking the nightclub, but I didn't expect tanks.
The mayor just really didn't like us.
Yeah.
John's thinking of running.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm running on a platform of no more laws in all of Night City. Would you support such a platform?
I mean...
Firefly.
I don't know about no laws, but I guess...
No, no, no.
Police are corrupt, so maybe...
No law men.
No law men.
More law women.
No.
Oh.
Because, you know, Firefly, you really seem to have a good head on your shoulders.
No law men, more free women.
Oh, I'm liking that.
He's a good politician already.
Yay.
No coaching.
I mean, you'd get my vote.
I write that down. And do you think you can get any more people to vote for me? And I draw, like, I have a little notepad, votes, and I just draw the first one. Votes. One.
I get on the intercom and I'm like, hey, how many registered voters do we have in here?
Like two people raise their hands.
How many of you
have not committed a federal crime.
Well, technically, Night City's a city-state, so there are no federal crimes.
Perfect. How many of you are willing to register to vote?
With our real names?
I'll get back to you.
No laws! No laws!
Two guns to go. No laws!
I try to get a chant started. No laws!
That's so funny.
We go move into our new apartment.
Oh, yeah. So it's a little shot up, but it's basically like a pretty decent hotel room.
Nice. How much?
Here, let me pull up.
How much bed? How many bed?
You can get... They're all one or two beds.
We do a two-bedder. Oh, hey, does any of you guys know how to stitch? Because I get weird about my face. And then, like, I turn my cheek. There's a hole in my cheek.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Hey, Doc, I have a proposition for you.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to elaborate.
Actually, okay.
So now that the mayor's out, you guys could probably go back to your places.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, are you gonna stay here or do you wanna like move in with like me or Aku?
How much does it cost to live here?
One sec.
Aku, do you know how to do stitches?
Yeah. I mean, I can get my fingers in there.
Please get away from me.
Please don't listen to her.
Worth a shot.
Almost got him. I let Aku stitch my face up.
Yeah, he takes his gloves off and he's actually very delicate with his hands.
Oh, this makes sense.
Aku. Yeah.
They fully tune you out. And I stitch up your face.
He's doing that.
Don't do that. It makes it harder.
Sorry.
It makes the stitch all look wonky.
It hurts.
I understand.
Did it look cool when I did it?
I mean, it looked really cool when you did it, but like...
Nice.
How much is your comics box right now?
I think it's 1,000 eddies a month.
Oh, then, yeah. I don't think it's that. Is it that much?
Fuck you, Jesse, if it's not. Core container, 1,000 eddies.
1,000 eddies, yeah, so it'll be 1,000.
Of course I'm gonna live here now. I get this whole place to myself, real. And for $1,000?
So real.
Actually, I don't mind the sharing part, but like, I get this whole place?
Yeah, it has a bathroom and a bed, two beds, or if you want two beds, you get two beds.
Does it have a couch?
Yep, it has a little couch.
And then I drop my one duffel bag. Oh, and my other duffel bag of food.
Yeah, I leave the food. I'm like, well, I had two patients who... kind of die if I don't see them every like week and a half, so I gotta go check up on that. Are we cool if I just head home?
Yeah, I got clients who...
Anybody want to help me unpack?
I'll unzip it and just dip it over onto the bed. You're unpacked.
Home sweet home.
Nancy's kind of waiting on me.
Ah.
Yeah.
You guys can do that.
See ya.
See ya. Can you drop me off in my house?
Oh, sure. Yeah, totally.
Thank you. We just climb in.
You guys close the door, John's all alone. He's probably like, yeah. Yep, bye, guys. Bye, everyone.
Oh, my goodness. Aku, have you ever considered combining facilities to reduce cost and ensure that we always have access to the equipment we need? Because sometimes I feel like when I'm working on people with cybertech, I don't have the cybertech knowledge to help. And if they start fritzing out, you know?
That's actually a good idea.
A really great idea is if you guys open that up right next to the Tartarus. And then that way...
Well, you see, I don't have enough money to front buying something like that. But if you want to invest...
Well, I could invest, but...
So you invest and we pay you rent.
That'd be...
Right, and so right now, I think we're both paying $1,000 a month each.
Mm-hmm.
And so combined, it would be $2,000. I'd be okay paying $2,000 a month to you.
Splitting
if
it?
If you invest.
In the middle, I can tell you how much it costs. There's a cost to it. I'll...
Yeah, we could work out the logistics. That sounds good to me.
Yeah. If that's something. And then we could sell our current places, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, we'll just put
well,
that...
Well, no, you're renting it, so you can't sell.
Oh, fuck, we're renting it, yeah. And yeah, you know, I have some stuff I could get rid of.
Yeah.
So anyways, what are we doing?
All right, yeah, that's the gig for today.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's that.
Yeah. It was really fast.
It was.
We cleaned that shit up light.
Hey, man.
Yeah, finally got rid of his ass.
Anyways. Thank you for watching.
Oh, yeah, thanks for watching. Yeah, thanks for listening.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Listening.
It's the same. Thanks for
you're
joining
watching
us.
With your mind.
Thanks for joining us. This has been 5 Gems in a Trench Coat. If you really like what we're doing here, you could go ahead and go to @5GemsOfficial on Twitter/X or Blue Sky, and then @5Gems in a Trench Coat on anything and everything else. You could also go to @5GemsInATrenchCoat.com. It's where our website where we have a ton of really cool information. If you really, really like us, you can like, repost, share with people, share with your grandma, comment. We love comments. I love comments. I love ratings. Also, if you really, really, really like us and you want to give us a little support and you have the means to do so, we'd love if you'd stop by our Ko-Fi, dropped off a little bit of cash, a little bit of anything, really. Any support counts. We drink a lot of energy drinks, and so we'd appreciate any and everything. Beyond that, most of us here also work at Ativan's Armory, at ADAVANS, at Ativan's Armory, on everything where we do 5e supplemental content. Tanlin?
Yeah, I do fucking art, bro. Art crazy style for this and Ativan's Armory. Gremlin Frog Art. There's 2 G's in there on both Instagram and Twitter. Tanner.
And then I do a webcomic. It's called Wisteria Falls. You can find it at Wisteria_Falls on Instagram or search up Wisteria Falls on Webtoon and you'll find it.
Also, we've been kind of ungrateful this recording session. Tell our sound lady thank you. Our sound lady, Emily.
Thank you,
Emily. Thank you, Emily.
Emily.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Hello, hello! Thank you for listening to 5 GMs in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5 GMs in a Trench Coat on Instagram and TikTok, and at 5 GMs Official on Twitter. You can also join our Discord! You can find out how to join on our accounts or on our website, 5GMsInATrenchCoat.com. If you liked the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave a little tip on our Ko-Fi, ko-fi.com/5GMsInATrenchCoat. Thank you! Catch you next time.